Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim in the Sheif Shmaitza. We are now holding the Siyata Dishmaya Rabasi in Shmaitza Beis Perek Hey. You with me, Rabbi Yosef, Ritzi Moshe, Moshe Gavriel, Gevaldik, Rabbi Yaakov Dov, Shmuel Tzvi, all of my Gitta Freinlich, Rabbi Yisrael, Shkoyach, open your Sfarim if you can. Shmaitza Beis Perek Hey, this shiur should be a schus for Refuah Shleimah from our Tana Miriam Bas Chana, and for Bracha Batzach Chas Yadav from Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avram Alevi, and Bracha Batzach Chas Yadav, and for Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rachel Yitzav Zara Shal Kayama and Amos Ben Amos Ben Shana Reitzel, and Bracha Batzach Chas Yadav and Refuah Shleimah to Uri Ben Rina Besoch Shachol Yisrael. So in Shmaitza Beis Perek Gimel, the Shmaitza asked a series of kashas on Rashi. Now we're going to answer one of them. The Mishnah says in Ksubis that if a girl is found to have mumen after marriage, if she's still in her father's rishus, if she's a moreses, then her father is the one who has to bring a raya, and if she's already in her husband's rishus, it's the husband who has to bring a raya. So we said, Lav Reisha Seifa V'Lav Seifa Reisha. In the Reisha, we said that it's the father who has to bring the Raya. That means that who has the Chazaka? Who has the Cheskas Mamun? The husband. And if the father doesn't prove it, then the husband gets to keep his money. That's like Rabbi Yoshua. And the Seifa, we said, is Rabbi Gamliel. Because there we listen to her, and it's the husband who has to bring the raya. So which one is it? How could it be both Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel? So we gave one answer, Tavra Mishana Luzu Loshana Zu. Rav Ashi gave a teretz that in the Reisha, the reason the father has to bring a raya is because the father is the Toveya, not the daughter. And the Cheskas Haguf of the daughter doesn't help for the father. Since the father is the one making the Tviya, he's the one saying, hey, you have to pay the ksuba, then the fact that she is a cheskes haguf, that she didn't have mumen until after the marriage, is not going to help the father, because the cheskes haguf of the daughter doesn't help the father. When she's the tovas, then her cheskes haguf helps herself, so then we can push off for a mumen. But the kasha is that we pask in that cheskes ha'ema hani labas, like we learned in Perek Gimel, that a chazak of a mother also works for the daughter, as we find in Ksubis. So if the chazaka of the cheskes ha'ema hani labas, why can't we say that the chazaka of the girl is good for her father? Not only that, we say the machlif para b'chamor. We say that the chazaka, the cheskes chaim of the chamor, helps the bala chamor. And therefore, we keep the chamor alive for as long as possible, and we assume that he died after the transaction. And it's the new Baal HaPara, who used to be the... it's the original Baal HaPara who now has the chamor. He has to pay. Why? Because cheskas haguf of the chamor is mahani lebal hachamor. As we discussed in the shir on Perek Shlishi, just to do a little bit of chazara, the sinyan of cheskes ha'ema hani labas in Maseches Ksubis is a machlokas tanaim with respect to a woman who is pregnant, and we don't know who the father is. So she says that he was an Adam Kosher, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lazar say she's believed and she's Ksher Lakuna. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. We're Choshesh that she was Nival to a apostle person and she's Nivsal Lakuna, Adei Biyasai. The Gemara says there's a Machlokas Amoroyim. Rabbi Lazar says that the one who's Machshir her is only Machshir her, but not her daughter, because she has a Cheskas Kashrus, but her daughter doesn't. Therefore, her daughter's Psul Lakuna. Rabbi Yochanan says that her daughter also is Kosh Ksher Lakuna, because the Chazak of the mother is Machshir the Bas, and that's the way we pass, because we see Cheskas Ha'emani the Bas. So why doesn't the Chazak of the daughter also help the father? So it says the Shmaitz and Shmaitz Abeis, Perek Hey, Azoy. Ulefiza Nira B'mayde Kashilam B'tayma D'Rabashi D'Reisha Manala Abba B'yotcha, that the Reisha where The onus of proof is on the father, and the husband gets to keep the money otherwise. It's because Mishum Deloy Mahani Cheskas Habas Lov Ve'amai Loy Mahani K'moy De Mahani Cheskas Ein Labas K'moy De Mahani Cheskas Chamor L'mal L'chamor. So why doesn't it help? Why doesn't it help? So here the Shmaitz's Lashon is very difficult to comprehend what exactly his teretz is. So we'll say it outside. There's a Sefer Shmaitz Mavoeres that gives a very clear hesber, and then we'll see it inside Bili Neder. Really, both Rashi and Tosis, on whom we're asking the Kasha, according to both of them, Rav Ashi agrees that Cheskas HaGuf works from one guf to another guf. The reason that in the Reish of the Mishnah, the Cheskas HaGuf of the Bas doesn't help for the father, it's not because a Chazakah doesn't help from guf to guf, but rather, it's because the Mumin were in the Rishus of the father, and we say, Kan Nimtzu, Kan Hayu, that since they were found in the Rishus of the father, we assume they were there all along, they were there even before marriage, and therefore the whole thing is a Mekach Tos, like Rav explained in the Sugya there. And that Rav Ashi says, Reisha Mana Laba Biyotcha, Seifa Mana Li Biyotcha, that the reason why in the Reisha the onus of proof is on the father, because it's Mana Laba Biyotcha, the father is the Toveya. And in the Sefer, she's the Toveya. He's not arguing with Rava and Pshat in the Mishnah. Really, Rav Ashi is Moida, that the reason that the father has to bring a Raya is because of Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu, that since they were found, there's just the father, we assume they were there all along, which means even before marriage. Rav Ashi agrees with that. What Rav Ashi means to do is he's Miyashiv Lakasha that Abai asked on Rava from the Sefer, that if Nimtzu Amun Rishus Habal, the husband has to bring the Raya that they were there before the Erisin, that these Mumin were already present before the Erisin, and it's not enough to bring a Raya that the Mumin were there Bizmana Erisin when she was still Brishus Ha'av. And according to Rava, that the reason is because of Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu, it's Shver. Because if it's Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu, all the husband should have to do is bring a Raya that they were there from the time of Erisin. If he brings a Raya there from the time of Erisin, we'll say Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu, and that means they were there even before the marriage. And to that comes Rav Ashi, and he's mitirates that you can't compare the Reisha to the Seva, that in the Reisha the father is the Bala Mammon, and the Ksuv is Shaykh to him, and he's the Toiveya, and if so, the Nidon is his Rishus. And since the Mumin were found by him, and his Rishus has now Eresa, therefore, he is the one who has to bring a Raya, Mashen Kain, in the Seva, where the daughter is the Balas Mamon, because Ksubimin Asun is Shaykh as Labas, and the Bas is the Tofas. If so, the discussion is Hurishus, and Hurishus doesn't have any Reyesa. That there was a Reyesa found, Bizmana Erisin, that does not mean that a Suffolk was born in Hurishus. Rather, in the Rishus of the Baal, as we're going to explain. And because of that, the husband has to bring the Raya that the Mumin were there before the Erisin. So if it was found in the, if the Mumin were found in the Rishus of the father, so there's a Erisin, his Rishus, so he has to bring a Raya that they didn't start out in his Rishus, that the Mumin came after the Erisin and not before, because the Reis is his Rishus. But if the Reisa, if the Mumin come in the husband's Rishus, so the daughter, since she's the Tovas, she doesn't have to bring a Raya. Why? Because she never had a Reisa in her Rishus. So let's say the husband brings a Raya that the Mumin were there not after marriage, in which case it's clear that she gets her ksuba, but just after the Erisin. So we wanted to say, okay, but if it's after the Erisin and before the Nisuin, we say Kanetsu Kanhayu, and just like they were now in the Rishus of the father these moment, they were also in the Rishus of the father before the Erisin. But we can't say that, because the fact that we can prove, even if the husband proves, that the moment were there, Bizman HaErisin, that is still not going to stare the woman. That's not called that the Mumin were in her rishus. That's still called the Baal's rishus. The only way to bring a raya, the only way the husband to get to keep his ksuba money, if it's found after the nisuin, is to prove that they were there before the erusin. But if it's after the erusin, that's not called the girl's rishus. That's called the husband's rishus, and we'll see. So what the Shemaitz is going to explain is why, when the daughter is the tovas, the mumin that were found bishas erusin are not called that. There's a reyes on her rishus, rather the rishus of the Baal. And this is talui in the machlokas rishonim that we brought in the previous perek, which we had to shiurim on. Nira explains the Sheif Shmaitz. Dilashitas harif v'harambam da'azli basar rishuyos mamish. That according to the shita and the riff of the Rambam, who hold that this klal, that wherever the suffix was born, olav haraya, wherever the suffix was born, birshuso. Olav haraya, what we mean by rishus, is rishus mamish. In other words, it's literally the place, and that person has to bring the raya. Says the Sma, that according to the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, this shita that Rishuyos is mamish the place, Kipshuto, where the behema was standing in a lake when the Reisa was found, that the behema is in neither is Rishus, then the Raya is going to be on the buyer who already bought it, because it's considered as if the Reisa is in his Rishus. Dilashita sarifa ramam burgan the shmaitza. Dazli basarishias mamish. Umin ha'irisin da'alav lovi raya. According to the riff in the Rambam, that rishus means whoever it's found in their rishus, they have to bring the raya. And min ha'irisin, if they're found in the in, during kufas ha'irisin, the father has to bring a raya. Afal gavdenikas labalai de kedushin, even though she was already acquired to the husband through kedushin. Mikol makom kevin the rishusay mamish israel of a raya. Since she is still physically in her father's rishus, he has to bring the raya. The father has the onus of proof is on the father. V'chiyai gavna b'tavach nami. Im behemoy medes brishus mocher mamish. Tzarech ha-mocher lovi raya. With the tavach also. If the behemoy is standing in the rishus of the mocher mamish, then the mocher has to bring the proof. We want to know when the animal died, after the acquisition, before the acquisition. So if it's in the rishus of the mocher, it's the mocher who has to bring the proof. Ela de bo medes ba'agan kevin deino medes brishus mocher. Ela ba'agam nikim niknes lalokech b'darki akniya. Habale rishus lekeach. But if it's standing in a lake, since it's not standing in the rishus of the mocher, rather it's standing in a lake, in a neutral rishus, and it was already required by the lokech b'darki akniya, he already made a proper kinyan, so it's considered rishus halokech, like the Sma says in Reish Chof Dalet Aleph. So when it's in a neutral rishus, the one who already made the kinyan has to bring the proof. The burden of proof is upon that person. And during Tkufas Ha'erusin, she's in her father's rishus physically, so therefore the onus of proof is on the father. Umishum hachi asi shapir dikishinichnas al rishus habal. Sarah Chabal of Uriah Shachlot to Cyrus. Hayuba Mumin Elu. Velo Sagi Le Biriah Shiro Mumin Elu Beirusin. And because of this, according to the Sma, in the Sheet of the Riff and the Rambam, we understand Ravashi in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that the reason the Baal has to bring a raya, that these mumin came before the Erusin, and it doesn't help to bring a raya that the mumin came during the Erusin, because we go after the rishus of the Baal Hamamon, in other words, the daughter who's the Tovas. Velo Sagi le b'raya shiro mumin elu b'erusin. It's not enough for him to bring a raya that he saw these mumin, that these mumin came about during the tkufas erusin. The kevan da ksuba la'atzma, since she is the tovas, the ksuba is now coming to her. Lo meira lidida rishusav b'masha haisa b'rishusav. There's no reisa in the rishus habas if you find that she had mumen b'sha'as erusin, because then she wasn't b'rishus atzma, she was b'rishus avia. And legabe dida, with respect to her, the rishus of the father is an ander rishus, a different rishus. Ukemo b'nimtzeis ha-reyusa be'agam, just like when the reyusa is found in the lake, in the neutral territory. In such an instance, since the reyusa didn't happen in the actual rishus of either of them, it is considered as if the reyusa was born b'rishus halokeach, because he already made the kinyan, and the suffek happened with his money. So too, with the mumin, kaven to av les lebiksuba. Now, in the time of nisuin, the father is no longer shaykh to the ksuba. V'havalei lidida kiloi medis ba'agam. Vis-a-vis the woman, it's as if she's in this lake. She's now in neutral territory. In other words, saying that the woman came b'sha'as ha'erusin is like saying that the woman came in neutral territory vis-a-vis the woman. Now, what happens when we said when the misa of the chamor happened in the agam? So, who did we say has to bring the raya? The one who made the kinyan. So now we're not looking at the father anymore. We're looking at the girl and her husband. So now it's after marriage, and now she's contending with the husband, and she says that the woman came after they were married, and he says that they came before. So the husband says, "All right, I'll bring you a raya. They came during Erusin." We say Erusin, when you're talking to the woman, Erusin is neutral territory for her, because as far as she's concerned, she's in the rishus of the husband, and then she was in the rishus of her father. So that's not considered a reyusa in the woman herself. To prove to the woman herself that the woman came before she got married by proving that they came after the erusin, why is that a reyusa for the woman? She's in her father's rishus. That's not her rishus. That for her is almost like neutral territory. And therefore, what do we say about neutral territory? About neutral territory, we say, whoever made it kinyan, if you made the kinyan, you have to bring the proof. So b'sha'as ha'erusin, I ask you, sweetest friends, who made the kinyan on her? The husband. When it's a din and dvarim bein the baal and the father, so then the husband, the baal can say to the father, "Listen, you have a reisin, you're a shiz, dude. Because look, it's after erusin. She has these mumin, and she started with you. She was with you before erusin. Kan etzu kan hayu. So maybe they were there before the marriage. The whole thing's a megatos. But now we're in the seifa." We're in the seifa, and in the seifa it's a din and dvarim bein the woman and her husband. And he says, "All right, I'll prove to you. If they came after the marriage, then certainly he's chayav to pay the ksuba." He says, "All right, I'll prove to you that they came during the erusin. That means they came also before the erusin, because kana tzu kana." And she says, "That's not a reis in my rishus. If I was in my father's rishus and you were talking to my father, you could say it was a reis in his rishus, and that it happened even before the marriage, because I was in his rishus even before the marriage, and the mele, there's no chiyuv, the mele, you don't have to pay the ksuba because it's mekach toz. But now you're relating to me." That's a tsanua for the guy to relate to the woman. I guess they're married. It's okay. So you're relating to me. And if you look at me, and now you tell me that I was in my father's rishus, I in erusin, when these women happen, that's not a reis on me. And here I'm the tovas. That's what Rav Ashi is saying. She's the tovas. Mana li biyotch. So since she's the tovas, being in her father's rishus is considered a neutral rishus for her. Not a reis on her rishus. It's a different rishus. So if there's a reis on a different rishus, who does the burden of proof fall upon? And the answer is, sweetest friends, the one who made the kinyan. And after Erusin, who made the kinyan? The husband, Mimela, he has to bring the proof. Gevaldik. V'chinami b'kedushin niknes hi labal davalei rishus av kilu ametz bagon rishus acheres. Kedushin, she was niknes to the baal because the rishus the father is like she's in an agam or she's in a different rishus. Came in the letter rishus mocher mamish. Rabas shal ametz rishus av davalei kilu ametz rishus acheres. The father is now a completely different person. When she was in her father's rishus, that's a different story. Once she was in her father's rishus, and her father's the toveya, so he has to prove that it happened after the erusin. Otherwise, I'll say kind of sukanah they came before the erusin. But since they came, these women came after Nisuin, now the father is just like a strange man to this girl. He's like a neutral rishus. And since if the husband proves that the woman came about after Erisin, the burden of proof still falls upon the husband that they came before Erisin. He can't say kanem sukan hayu, because as far as the woman is concerned, the husband is like the agam, and memela. Since the Baal had already made a kinyan on the woman, he still has to bring the proof. Aval b'reisha d'aktuba la'av v'arei omedet b'rshut ha'av v'itra reshut ha'av kevan d'ha'av hu ha'mocher u'v'rshuto mamash Nolada Safek. In the Reisha, that the Ksuva belongs to the father. And she's standing in the Rishus of the father. And there's a Reisa in the Rishus of the father. Since the father is the Moicher. In other words, he is the Toveya. He wants the Ksuva. We go after his rishus, and it mamish happened in his rishus, in his house, and therefore we say kanem sukan hayu, and he has to bring the raya. Avok shak suba latsam kol b'sefer. When she's getting the suba, le'mar le'dida, there's no raya son her man. She's suamu rishusav. Pilei plos. The person can think of this. They say he said this over when he was 17, and were you thinking about these things when you were 17? I don't know. I'm a little bit older than 17. I'm still not holding there. Gevaldik, good. So Baruch Hashem, we're zochet. Can raise asar tefachim above the mud that some of us are mired in. Learn some delicious shmeitz. Since came a davla baal mamon u'achshav. Since the father is not the baal mamon, talking about her, there's no reis on her rishus. If you prove that it happened when she was after erusin in her father's home, male it's considered a neutral rishus. And since she was kanui to the husband already at this time, it's the husband who has to bring the proof. That it happened even before Erisin. It's not enough to prove it happened after Erisin. Ulashitas harosh, yosir mavur. Now the Shemaitz is going to explain the reason of Rav Ashi, according to the Rosh, who argues with the Riff and the Rambam like we saw in the previous shir. And he holds that we don't go after the Rishus Mamish, as we don't go after the Makom, when we say that anybody who the Suffolk was found in their Rishus, they have to bring the Raya. The Riff and the Rambam hold Rishus is Makom. The Rosh holds its Rishut Mamonit, the monetary Rishus. That the Bala Mamon, the person who had the Mamon when the Suffolk happened, he has to bring the Raya, and it doesn't matter what the physical place was, but it happened, well, the Rishus means the Rishus HaMamonis. Even if it happened in the house of the Mocher, if the Kone made the Kinyan, then that's considered Rishus HaLokech of Rishus HaKone. So the Rush is going to work out better, because according to the Sheet of the Riff and the Rambam, we had to explain the reason in the Seifa that the husband has to bring a Raya, because it's like she's standing in the lake, and like the Sma says that when the Reisa was that where the Reisa was not in the actual Rishus of either of them. We go after the Rishus Mamon, and therefore it's like the Suffolk happened in the Rishus of the husband, even if he proves that it happened after Erisin, but that's still the Rishus Mamon of the husband, because now he's relating vis-a-vis him to the wife, as far as she's concerned. Erusin is also rishus of the husband. Because she was in the rishus. I mean, she was when she was in Erusin, she was in the rishus of the father and her husband. It's sort of like a dual rishus. So that rishus of it, for her, it's like it's neutral. You can't say there was a reis on her rishus, because she was in even Erusin is her father's rishus, which is neutral, and also her husband's rishus, which is also neutral. But there's no reis on her. So since there's no reis on her, right, as we said in the previous shir, for after Erusin, for certain things she belongs to her husband, certain things her father. But when you talk about her, vis-a-vis her, there's no reis on her rishus if you say it happened during Erusin. So for her, it's a neutral place. And memela, the onus of proof is still on the husband. You can't say from Erusin, he has to prove it was before Erusin. But according to the Rosh, it's a lot more glatt. The Rosh doesn't have to come on to that. Because according to the sheet of the Rosh, the suffolk was born in the rishus of the Baal Mamish, as we're going to see now. So that was just Ulashitas Rashi Yosem Mavur. Now we'll see why. The Lididei, that according to the Shitas HaRash, that we go after the rishus HaMamonis, Lo Azlinu Basar Rishus Mamish, Ela Basar Rishus HaMiti. We go after the rishus HaMamonis, the monetary rishus, and there's no nafkamina where the suffolk was born. So now it's very good. Because dafka in the resha, where the father is the toveya, therefore the father has to bring a raya, since the suffolk was born in his rishus, because she was still in his rishus for a few things, b'shas metzias hamumin, and even though the husband already acquired her for kedushin, that's not considered machzik and reyas hamir rishus the rishus, because she's still in the rishus of her father for a few things, and you can say that the suffolk was born in the rishus of her father. So when it happened, if the husband can prove during the erusin even that it happened, if the husband proves that it happened even after the erusin, that's still enough to be considered the rishus of the father, because she's still in Yinkamet Varim, she's still rishus the father. And again, the Rosh is holding that it's rishus mamon, and even as far as mamonis goes, she's still considered in her father's rishus. But in the Seifa, where the daughter is the Tovas, and we're going after her rishus, so even if the husband brings Eidim that the mumen already were there Bizman HaErusin, that's like the mumen were found rishus HaBaal, because only with respect to the father is the girl considered Bizman HaErusin Birshuso, since she is still Birshuso for a number of things. But Klapei the daughter herself, Mishas HaErusin, when the husband acquired her, she doesn't have any rishus at all. Whatever she had goes to her, she's split up now between her husband and her father, but the daughter doesn't have anything. So since the daughter here is the Tovas, and we're going after her rishus, the husband can't say that in your rishus there was an areisa during the erusin, because it was mana erusin, she didn't have gornished, she was already given over to the husband. And it comes out then that the husband already has her. He's the Baal Mamon, and it's happening in his rishus according to the Rosh, because everything goes after rishus Mamon. So, according to the Rif in the Rambam, where it goes after the place, so there it's a little bit more thorny, because when during Erusin, the place she's in is her father's place. And maybe then it's the father who's going to have to bring a raya. But we say no, that it's like an agam. It's like neutral territory. And therefore, since the husband made the kinyan, The one who makes the kinyan has to has the burden of proof on him when the reyes is in the agam. According to the Rush, it's a lot more simple, because you don't have to be mafkia and say, even though she was in her father's house, but klape her, it's neutral territory now, because now we're discussing herishes. Now, according to the Rush, you can say more simply that comes time of erusin, now she is in the rishus hamamanis of the Baal. She is now, the Baal made a kinyan on her. The Baal made a kinyan moment on her. So as far as Maisi Adea, Mitziyasa, Faris Nidarea, so she's still in her father's rishus when she's in the Moresis. But as far as everything else, she's in her husband's rishus. So now she's considered in Erisin, the rishus hamamanis of the Baal. So if the husband proves now, after the Nisuin, that the Mumin happened during Erisin, when she was his Rishus Mamin, then that's not going to win him the case. That's not going to prove that these Mumin were there before marriage, because that's just a reis in his rishus, fakert. It's proving that it happened in his rishus. So he does have to pay the ksuba. So we're doing something a little bit funny here. We're saying that when she was in her father's rishus, when she's a moreses, so it's the father who has to bring a raya, because she's his rishus mamin. Since she's his rishus mamin, he has to bring a raya that it happened, not now, but before the Erisin, because she's his rishus mamon. When we're dealing already with Nisuin, now the father is out of the picture. Now it's a din and dvar between the husband and the girl. So we say that you, sir husband, have to bring a raya that it happened not after the Erisin, because after the Erisin, she was Yerushus mamon. It's a reyes and Yerushus. But before the Erisin, and there's no reyes in the woman's rishus. And she's the lady of the day here. Udiladidei loslin abasur rishus mam. Shall abasur samiti. We don't go after where she's standing. You go after who owns her. Afilu kai rishus hamoicher. Have nami dina rishus lokeach. So even if she was still physically in the rishus of the moicher, she's still considered, in other words, her father, she's still considered Rishus Lokeach, came into Kvar Konabechem Dark Kinyan, because he already made the Kinyan. When Shach of Reish, when Elder Mum Rishus Sav, Alav Lavi Raya, came into Kadib Shusav, Koyle Kamid Varm, in the Reisha, the father has to bring the Raya, because she's in her father's Rishus for Kamid Varm. Ain't Zame Rishus Le Rishus, Umachzikin Arayas of Rishus Sav, Shilo Kamid Varm Rishus Sav, Alom Rishayisham Mumin. So that's the same Rishus. After Erisin, she's in her father's Rishus, before Erisin, she's in her father's Rishus. And we assume that the kanim tukan hayu. Aval b'seifa shaksu b'latzma. But in the seifa where she gets to keep the where she's the balas hadin, she's the tovas. Imkain legabe dida lo meira mai dihi brishus of the kamedvar. So legabe her, it doesn't matter that she's in brishus for a few things. Kain ledvarim shenikas lebalo isra. Because as far as those things the fact that she's Niknes Labal, there's no Reisa. In other words, there's no Reisa in her Rishus. All the husband can say is, listen, maybe it happened during Erisin. And just like you were in the Shus of your father before Erisin, you were in the Shus of your father after Erisin, you were also in the Shus of your father before Erisin, and that's where the moment happened. And she said, no, it's between me and you, dude. And if you prove that it happened during Erisin, that's Yerushus. There's a race in Yerushus. Halamaze Dome. The Ruben Vishimen Shutfim Bibahem, Omacha Ruben, Chelko the Levi. Erech Mashal, the Shemaitza doesn't usually give Mishalim, but here he has to make it clear. Reuven and Shimon had a common animal, and Reuven sold his chelik in the animal to Levi. and after the sale, the animal is found to be a treifa. There it's pashut that according to the Rush, since the mechira was already chal, kedasu kedin, and the behemah is already in the rishus of Levi, if Levi comes to be tovea ruvein to say the mekach was a mekach tos, Levi has to bring the raya that the treifa was before the mechira. Because if the mechira happened, if the suffik happened, since the suffik had rishus, all of a raya. And even though Shimon also has a chelik in the animal, that isn't nogeh at all to the machlokas between Reuven and Levi. Because they're talking about the chelik that Reuven sold to Levi. And Reuven already sold his chelik to Levi, and Reuven has nothing left. And therefore, since Reuven's already out of the picture, before the reyes happened, was found, Levi's the baal mamon, he already was koneh. And he, since the suffix was nolad rishus, so all of a raya. What's the nimshal? Hachinami b'seifa. Kevan de ksuba la'atzma. V'hi balas mamon. V'hi masra atzma b'kidushin. L'baal v'isra rishus habal. Reuven, in our... and the Nimshal is the daughter. Shimon is the father. And Levi is the husband. B'shas Erisin, all of the chelek of the daughter, i.e. Reuven, was given over to the husband, the Levi. And therefore it's pashut that the husband is the one who has to bring a raya that it happened before the Erisin and not after the Erisin. Because with Mana Erisin, it was already in the Rishus of Levi. In other words, Levi, what's Levi going to do? Levi's going to bring a raya that the mum happened after it was sold to him. Vakasha, what's he proving? So the husband is going to bring a raya that it happened during Erisin. But that's his Rishus! And what about Shimon? Once she's already a married, Shimon's the father. Once she's already a married woman, the father's out of the picture. So just between her and Levi. So since the din of dvarim is between the woman and her husband, they're the only two competitors here. They're the two protagonists. It's going to be one or the other. So the girl's going to say, hey, there's no reis. If you prove that it happened during the Erisin, that's your problem, not mine. When it was during the Erisin, then the father's still involved. So then the husband can say, hey, she's still in Yerushas for certain things. So just like now they're in Yerushas, they were also in Yerushas before the Erisin. But now that the husband's out of the picture, it's just between the woman and now the father's out of the picture, it's between the woman and her husband. What's the husband going to do? He's going to bring a raya that it didn't happen after the nisuin, it happened before, after the erisin, b'vakasha. So the woman will say, that's your rishus. Still have to pay me the ksuba. If you're medayin gam lav chelik v'schus l'kam advar, meinu ala kamo shutaf, kamo shu rishus l'kfar nimsa l'baal, tzarech habal raya. And even though b'shas erisin, the father, i.e. Shimon, in the mashal, still has the chelik, the zon afgamina, because the father is a shutaf of the husband. It's like Levi became a shutuf Shimon after the Mechira. But he's not a tzad in this machlokes because it's the daughter and the husband. The father's out of the picture. Umishum hachi yose shapir time in the Ravashi. Reisha manalaba biyotcho. V'oy mani cheskosa l'gabe yav. Kevin de adayin omedis l'kam advarim b'rishusav. In the Reisha, where it's a tadinu dvar between the father and the husband, her cheskes haguf, is it going to help the father? Why not? Because the father is the toveya. So now we're looking at the father's rishus. V'avu bal ma'amaman. V'havalei rishus echad. It's all one rishus. It's the same rishut mamonit. Her father's rishus mamon. The Isra Rishus Baal HaMamon. So it's the Inereus and his Rishus. Kevin Adayim Lo Yatzdam Rishus Olegamre. Since she still hasn't completely left his Rishus. It's not considered Rishus to Rishus. It's all one Rishus, the Rishus of the father. He's the Toveya. If it happened in his Rishus, it's his bad. So he has to prove that it happened in his Rishus. We say Kanem Sukan Hayu, that was even before the Erison. He has to prove it happened after the Erison. That's when he's the Toveya. So when the father is the Toveya, there's the Reyes and his Rishus. So we said it happened even earlier in his Rishus, and the burden of proof is on him, on the father. But say for money li biyotcho shaksuba li atzmo ve'abasa balas mamon v'hi lo ha'isa v'rishusa el lakam advarim v'rishusa v'lakam advarim bala be'erisin. So the seifa, the ksuba is to her now, and she's the balas mamon, and she is now in a state, she has no reis and her rishus. Her Rishus had no Reisa if you find that the mum was after Erison. Because then she was not in her Rishus at all. She was given over to the husband. And what was left over is to the father, who's the silent partner here. And therefore, since he's silent, he's out of the picture. Memela, it's the husband who's the vocal partner. He's the one who has to bring the raya that had happened before the Erison. It's not enough for being a raya that happened after the Erison, because that's after the Erison's Erais and his Rishus. And therefore we say, since the suffix was in the, whoever the suffix Rishus had happened in, according to the Rush, Rishus Mammon, they're the one who has to bring the raya. And she has no problem. She is a complete chazaka. She has no reis on her rishus. She is acquired to the husband. She got married. Din and dvarim between her and the husband. And now she can say, oh, you want to prove to me that it happened after the Erison, sir? Dear husband, bevakasha. It happened after the Erison. But that's your rishus, not mine. And therefore, alabalo havi raya v'doiketev. V'shamina mize, fear tois the shev shmeitza. Hecha demochar ruvein l'shimon, sheyiyah lo chelik bebehemto l'mechtel shlisha l'reviyah, al pi divrei arosh, we can be mechadesh, that just like with respect to Erison, the daughter is considered rishus aviyah, as long as he has a chelik in her. Even though the husband was already Koner Bikinyan Gomer, but she's also considered during the Erison in the Rishus of her father. The same thing in business. When Reuven sold an animal to Shimon, half an animal, a third of an animal, a quarter of an animal, V'achakach nimtis treifo, t'chagav ne'elokech sorach l'shalem at shivarer amoicher. The loikeach doesn't have to pay unless the mocher brings a raya that the tarfus happened after the mekach. Va'afa gavda ala tabach lohavi raya. And even though with respect to the butcher who bought an animal who was found to be a treifa, we say that it is the butcher who has to bring the raya, since the suffix happened in his rishus after he bought the animal. There it's different. Mishum dekevan de'adayin. There, the mocher didn't leave anything for himself. And it's completely in the rishus of the butcher. And the reyesa happened in his rishus, which is the butcher, and not in the rishus of the seller. And therefore, al ha-tabach, it's on the butcher, to bring a raya, because it, since it happened in his rishus, the raya. So we saw the raya in rishus. He has to bring a raya that it happened before the mechira. Mishum dekevan da dain lemocher schus. But in our case, the mocher still has a schus in chelik ba, V'dayin lo yatsa mischusa v'rishusa. It's still in his rishus. V'hava like a hachtan olda mumin rishusa av, the tzarach av lo avi raya. And it's like when the mumin were born in the rishus of the father has to bring a raya. Kevin d'adayin hilakam advarim bischusa. Since for a few things she's still in the rishus of her father. In other words, when the father gives the daughter over in erusin to the husband, the father is still a partner in this girl. And since the father is still a partner in the girl, if a reisa is found, since he didn't completely give up his partnership, it's considered still his rishus, and he has to bring the raya that had happened before the erusin. And that's parallel to a case where somebody sold an animal, but he still took, retained a portion in the animal, avdil, between the girl and the animal. And therefore, if a reis is found, he still has to bring the proof. The seller. Why does he have to bring the proof? Now it's also in the rishus of the kone, partially. Maybe they should split up having to bring the raya and the money if they can't. And the answer is no. We see from the Mishnah that it's the husband, it's the father who has to bring the raya. It's the father who has to bring the raya because she's still considered in his rishus after the erusin. Mimela, since she started in his rishus, even after he gave up partial rights to her, it's still the burden of proof, the onus of proof is still on the father. So too when you sell an animal, if you still retain rights in the animal, even though now it's partially in the rishus of the koneh, the burden of proof still lies with the mocher because he retained rights. Just like when the father does erusin for his daughter, since he retained rights, if the mumen are found, the burden of proof is upon him and not upon the new partial owner. So that the Sheikh Shmaitza thinks like a lamdan. So there's obviously a lot to say on this parak, very, very deep. And as I often point people to, B'siyata Dishmaya, or in the course of writing Ma'amarim, and hopefully one day a Sefer, on the Sheikh Shmaitza, going deeper in and seeing what the many Achronim say and comment about this Sefer. With the Maso Matan, and we try to make it clear, Shabbat L'chol Nefesh, at least the people who are learning Shmaitza. So hopefully, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Moach and the Koach, we will do a Harchava B'Ksav, and for even more Zilcha than maybe one day Baal Peh. But in the meantime, we were Miyashev, one of the Kashas that we had before, that we had from Perek Gimel, and Shitas Rashi and Tosfos. That we asked that according to Rashi and Tosfos, that explained the reason of Ravashi, that in the Reisha the father has to bring a raya, is because the father is the Toveya and not the daughter, and therefore Cheskas Haguf of the daughter doesn't help the father. And we asked, whoa, time out. Normally Cheskas Haguf of one helps the other. Cheskas L'chamor helps the owner of the chamor, the cheskes of the goof of the mother helps the daughter. So why doesn't the cheskes of the goof of the girl help her father? So we said normally cheskes of the goof does help from one goof to another. But here it's not so pashut. Because here really Ravashi is holding like the teretz of Rava. And the reason the father has to bring a raya is because of kanin tzu kan hayu. The only thing is, Ravashi was answering Akasha, the Akasha of Abaye. If Kanetsu Kan Hayu, then why, when the girl is already after Erisin, after Nisuin, why do we say the husband has to bring a raya that the woman came before the Erisin? Why doesn't he just have to bring a raya they came after the Erisin? And then we can say to the father, Kanetsu Kan Hayu, and therefore she loses the ksuba. And the answer is, no. Here, she no longer has a relationship to the father. You can't say that the fact that you found the mumen on her now meant that they happened before meant that they happened before the Erusin as well. So when we're dealing in the Reisha, I don't know. I don't know what I just said a second ago. So if I didn't make sense, don't worry about it. I didn't hear what I said myself. So in the Reisha, where the Mumin were found by the father and his Arayas and his Rishus, so he's the one who has to bring the Raya. Mashen Kane in the Seifa, where the girl is the Balas Mamon, because the Ksuba is now Shaykh to the daughter, and the daughter is the Tovaz. So we're dealing with her Rishus, and her Rishus has no Reisa. And therefore, the husband proves that if the Mumin, that the Mumin came when they were after Erusin, so that is a Reisa in the Rishus of the husband. Because there's a Din and Dvarim now between the girl and the husband. What about Cheskas Haguf? Why in the Reisha, if the Mumin happened, Birishus Ha, now the Din and Dvarim is between the father and the husband. So if the Reisa happened in the Rishus of the father, why don't we say that the Chazaka of the girl helps the father, that her Cheskas Shleima helps the father, and therefore we say it happened after the Erusin? So the answer is, very simply, that we're coming on to the Teretz of Rava. What was Rava's Teretz? Rava's Teretz is Kanimsu Kanahayu. It's just like they were found in this Rishus now, they were also here earlier. And therefore it's not a kasha and Rav Ashi, why in the Reisha the father has to bring a raya? What about the girl's chazaka? The answer is, normally the girl's chazaka, well, we do get a hold of one chazaka to another one, to another Rishus. But not here, because here we have the svar of Kanim Tzu Kan Hayu, and therefore they were also there before. So what does Rav Ashi mean to say when he says that the daughter is the Toveya in the Seifa, and in the Reisha the father is the Toveya? There he's answering another kasha. He's answering the kasha of Abaye, which was, why does the husband have to bring a raya that the woman happened before the Erusin? Why is it enough that the husband has to bring a raya they came after the Erusin? And then we could say she was in her father's Rishus in Kanan Tzukan Hayu. And the answer to that, as we explained at length, is that now it's just between her, the contending parties are the girl and her husband. And she's going to look at her husband and she's going to say, if you prove that it came after the Erusin, the Erusin's your Rishus. When I was in my father's Rishus, B'shas Erusin is between you and him, then you can say Kanan Tzukan Hayu. But now that it's a din and dvar between you and I, proving that it was B'shas Erusin, either according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's like I'm in an agam, I'm in a neutral Rishus, not mine at all. I'm in nowhere land. Proving that in my father's house is the same as proving that I'm in your house, and it's all the same to me because there's no reis in my Rishus, like the Sma says. That when the behemoth was in an agam, the one who made the kinyan has to bring the raya. And since proving that it was during Erusin, where I was in both Rishuses, or even if I was physically in my father's Rishus, so it still doesn't matter as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, it's still a neutral Rishus. It's not me. Because now you're dealing with me. And according to the Rosh, it's even better. Whose Rishus Mammon was I in during Erusin? I was in your Rishus Mammon. There was a little my father involved also. So the father is a silent partner. He's not vocal here. It's just between me and you. So proving that it happened in your Rishus, that's not going to help you, dear husband. You're still going to have to pay. So that is, I hope this was clear, and I hope it's understood. And anybody could always email me to ask. And we should all be zocher lilmud ulamid lishma b'lasu l'kaimus kol divrei samu torasu b'yahava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest friends.